Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shir Maseches Megillah, Mirtz Hashem, on pace to finish by Purim. We're holding at the very top of Pesach Vav, Amid Aleph. We'll just lead in from the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara had said, it was kind of a tangent, said that Yeshua ben Nun wasn't Zocha to have any sons, but he did have daughters. But really, before that, it was coming off, there was a list of Nevi'im, a list of eight Nevi'im that had descended from Rachav, really, and comes out of descended from both Rachav and Yeshua. And that group was actually four pairs of fathers and sons. So when the Tanakh lists in the various places these people are Nevi'im, it's really only talking about the son. So therefore, the Gemara right now, the beginning of Tesfah B'Mal, starts with a question like this. Mishlama inu mifrishim. I understand that they, I mean the four sons of that group, are expressly explained to be Nevi'im, namely Yirmiyahu, Hananel, Baruch, and Saria are all called Nevi'im. But it says, Allah, Ava, Sayu Minon, how do you know their fathers? Their fathers' names are cited there as the father of that Navi, but it doesn't say their fathers were Nevi'im. Gemara says, Kidde Ula. It's like Ula said, Amr Ula, Komakam Shishmo Vishem Avi, Benevius. Yeah, anytime it says his name and the same as his father, about a Navi, Beyadua Shehu Navi Ben Navi. Then it's Mevim Masorah, that is a Navi, the son of a Navi. His father was also a Navi, and then it's not calling him a Navi expressly, but that's what it's hinting to. If it says Shmo Veloshem Avi, his name, it doesn't say his father's name, Beyadua Shehu Navi Velo Ben Navi. Then it means he was a Navi, but his father wasn't. Continues these rules. Shmo Veshem Irov says him, his name, and his city's name, Mefurash, yeah, explicitly, Beyadua Shume Otsa Ir. Yeah, he is a Navi from that city. Yeah, that's what it means, says the city's name. But if it says Shmo Veloshem Iro, it says his name, but not the name of the city, Bidua Shum Yerushalayim. Stam, he is from Yerushalayim. That's what it means. So for our purposes, the first rule here that Ula is saying is that we know these other four people are Nevi'im because of the rule. It says them and their father's name. So their father was also a Navi. Very good. Says the Gemara. Any time where there's an episode in Tanakh where the actions of the person and the actions of his fathers are being hidden or not explicitly being spoken about, and then the pasuk goes and tells you something for praise that the person did. It says that the word of Hashem, which is a praiseworthy thing, came to Tzfania, he had a nevuah, Tzfania ben Kushi ben Gedalia. So, Biyadua Shut Tzadik ben Tzadik. At that point that it's naming him and his father and his lineage, and saying something good, that means to say that the whole lineage was good, but Tzadik ben Tzadik. V'chol shepar l'chal kosev v'echam ehem l'genai, if it's listing them, and stam, they were listed just as a family. And then it says something disgraceful that one of them did, over there, it's talking about the murder of Gedalia ben Achikam, and it says all these people. This was the person who killed them. Now, Biyadua Shu Rasha ben Rasha. At that point, not only is the child, in this case, the person who killed Gedalia ben Achikam ben Rasha, but also his father, in this case, his grandfather, that's being listed, I guess, all assumed to be a line of Rishayim. That's what it says over here. Says Gemara, why is that? Why is this price being brought? I guess because we just said rules about how to understand when some person is a Navi, even though it's not being said. So a similar type of rule to understand that someone is a Tzadik ben Tzadik or Rasha ben Rasha, even though it's not being said explicitly. Says the Gemara. Amar of Nachman. Malachi is a Mordechai. Interesting Gemara. Malachi is a Navi, we know. He says that is Mordechai. Philomenik Yeshua Malachi. Why would we call Malachi? Shayim Mishnah Lamalech. Because he was Malachi, he was king-like. He was second to the king. So that's an interesting thing. Because we would stam, we'd think, two separate swarm, two separate people. But the Mishnah right now, the Gemara is thinking around on right now, that's the same person. So the Gemara, Mesve, though, is a challenge to this. Baruch ben Neria, Besaria ben Maaseo, according to the Grod, should be Maaseo. The Daniel, Mordechai Belshon, Vechagav, Zechariah, Malachi, Kula Nisnabu, Mishnah Shtayim, Ledaryavish. There's a Bryce that says a list of people that all had Nevuah in the time of Daryavish. And what does it say? Baruch ben Neria, Sari ben Machseah, Daniel, Mordechai Belshon, so he's being identified. Chagai Zechariah, Malachi. And Malachi's there too. So they all had Nevuah in the time of the second year for Daryavish. This, by the way, is Daryavish Achron. Daryavish was also a son to Ahasuerus, probably Ahasuerus and Esther together is what it seems like. He came after Koresh. They all had Nevuah then. So Tiyufta, that's a Tiyufta on this Brisa, this, not Bryce, I should say, this statement of Rav Nachman that is saying that Malachi is Mordechai. Tanya, Bryce says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Malachi is Ezra. Malachi is Ezra. Bachacham, Rami Malachi Shmo. He says, no, Malachi is a totally, totally different person than Chacham say. Amar Rav Nachman, Rachman now says here, Mistabra command to Amar Malachi. Now, this is also Rav Nachman speaking before us, Malachi is Mordechai. Seems to be accepted the Gemara's refutation of his original opinion, because now he is agreeing, yeah, with the idea that Malachi is Ezra. So before he said Malachi is Mordechai. So now he's coming around, it seems. So he says, it makes sense, like the opinion that Malachi is Ezra. Diksiv benevius Malachi, it says, a prophecy that Malachi had, says, Bogda Yehuda v'to'eva ne'es b'Yisrael, says, Yehuda has betrayed, and an abomination has been done in Klal Yisrael of Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim. Kichil Yehuda Kodesh Hashem, Yehuda, the people of Yehuda have defiled the holiness of Hashem, the holy thing of Hashem, Asher Oav, that he loved, Uba'al Bas El Nechar, and they've married, been together with the daughters of foreign gods, meaning to say the people were marrying non-Jewish women. Uman Afrish Nashim Nachrius, who was the one that we know from elsewhere, is responsible for separating Goyish wives from Jewish men? Ezra, that's Ezra. Diksiv, Vayan Shechenea ben Yichiel, Mibnei Elam, Vayomer Ezra, Anachnu Ma'alnu Be'elukenu. Yeah, Shechenea was a person that answered up Ezra's claim about the severe they were doing. He says, it's true, we have the we have improperly used something that Hashem gave to us, Belokenu. We've been done me'ilo to Hashem. Vanoshev nashim nachrios. We will get rid of the goyish wives that we've taken. Yeah. So he's saying Ezra. That's from Ezra, that pasuk. So Ezra's the one we see that was responsible for separating goyish wives from their Jewish husbands, and Malachi was clearly involved in that in the first pasuk we brought. So it seems sensible that they are actually the same person. That's how the Gemara seems to end off. Let's the Gemara further. Tana Rabbanim. Arba Nashim Efifios Hayba Olam. There were four extremely beautiful women in the world. Sarah, the Avigail, Rachav. It could be the two of those are changed around in the order, which would make sense because if we're going chronologically, Rachav would be first. So maybe it's Sarah, Rachav, the Avigail, the Esther. Right? Four most beautiful women. Now Tosus over here points out that Gemara in Bava Basra says that Chava was way more beautiful than Sarah. Actually says that Sarah compared to Chava was like a monkey compared to a person. So Tosfos asks, why isn't Chava over here? His answer is, we're only talking about women who were born of a woman, right? And Chava is made by Hashem directly. Seemingly what Tosfos means is that it would be no chiddush to say that Chava is extremely beautiful, more so than anybody else, because she was directly formed by Hashem. Clearly beauty would be there. And our Gemara is making a point that even of human-produced women, women that were born of women, there were four extremely beautiful ones. Okay, so again, Sarah, Avigal, Rachav, and Esther. So Zalmanda Amar Esther, Yerakrokas Haisu, we had a shita before that Esther was actually green. Yeah, she wasn't naturally beautiful. So according to them, Mapik Esther, Miley Vashti. You have to take out Esther and put in Vashti, was actually extremely beautiful. So that's an interesting list. You wouldn't have thought Rachav knew that she was inappropriate and attractive to men. You wouldn't have thought to call her beautiful, essentially. Not the same list as Sarah, you would have thought. And Vashti is also an interesting choice in that list. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Rachav Bishma. Rachav could induce taiva, an urge of men towards her, just by hearing her name or saying her name. Zinsa, she would induce taiva. Ya'el, the Kola, Ya'el, with the Maisa of Devar and Sisra, with her voice. Avigail b'zichirasa, Avigail by remembering her. Michal b'ashol b'riyasa, Michal b'ashol, if you would see her also. Amrav Yitzchak on this same information. Kola Omer Rachav Rachav Midei Nikuv. Say Rachav's name twice, you become a Balkari. Amalei Rav Nachman Ana Amina Rachav Rachav Lo Yichbasli. I could say it twice and nothing happens to me. Amalei said to him, Kika Amina B'Yodov Makira. If you know her and recognize her, then he'd say it twice, he'd become Balkari, as Gemara says. Says now we're going to go back to some of the psukim of Miguel Sester and some more drushes. Mordechai Yodas Kol Asher Nasa. This is after the Gzeira Haman makes to kill all the Jews, and he goes to Achashverosh and gets the ring, and we talked about before. So Mordechai knew everything that happened. What did he say in the continuation of that pasuk? He let out a great scream. So what was that scream? Rav Amar, Gava Haman Achashverosh. He says, Haman is more gaivadik than Achashverosh. The Bachavir has Girsa Gava Libo Shalom Achashverosh. His heart is more raised up. That's a way of saying he's gaivadik. Now, what is the point of screaming that? So Rashi points out, what he's trying to point out is that Haman finally said, yeah, what Ahasuerus has been thinking all along. Ahasuerus has always very hated the Jews, as we pointed out. And Haman finally said, I'll destroy them. Ahasuerus didn't think to even say that, but he went along with it, of course. So that's the screen. Look, Ahasuerus was holding these thoughts in all the time. It was some part of him was holding it back. And Haman went and said, we should do it. But Shmuel Amar, Gover Malki Ilo, Imalko Tato. Shmuel says, the upper king has overpowered the lower king. That's actually a euphemistic phrase for the opposite. It means to say, so to speak, and Rashi says this, so to speak, that Hashem has been defeated by this goyish king. It's going to destroy all of us. Yeah. Those are the screams. That's the scream of pain that you say. Obviously, it's not true. Hashem was never defeated. But out of the pain of the situation, that's what it seemed like. There was no hope. And that's what Mordechai was screaming about. That's Gemara. Vatis chal hamalko. Esther was in some way distressed. Vatis chal is an interesting word. We're going to see what it means right now. But Rashi understands that the cavity of her body became somewhat damaged somehow, melted. So Gemara says, "My v'tischacha." What does this word mean? Amar Rav, she pierced a nida. It means she became a nida at the news. Rav Yemir Amar, she hutzur chal nikavet. She had to go to the bathroom at the news. The way her body was affected by the horrible news of what was going to happen to the Jews. But it says Gemara, "Vatikra Esther la'asach." Esther called hasach. You see there in Pesukim and Megillas Esther that the discussion between Esther when she's in the palace and Mordechai and the messages going back and forth is all handled by someone called hasach going back and forth. So who is hasach? Amar Rav, hasach zed Daniel. That's actually Daniel. Why is his name called Hasach here? He was cut off from his greatness. And all the previous kings that had been right before them, Belshazzar and Nebuchadnezzar, etc., all had Daniel in a power of in a position of a certain amount of power in their kingdom. And over here, Ahasuerus did not have him in that situation. He was considered lowly, and he wasn't given any power. With Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says the exact opposite. All words of the kingdom were actually decided based on him, nechtachim, like cut off. Both both judges could come from that same word, being cut off, either cut off from greatness or like sealing, cutting off something the Malchus was gonna decide. Mora says, "Ladas malzeva al mazeh." Esther wanted to know what happened, to know what is this and on what is this. It's a peculiar lashon. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak shalchalo. She sent to Mordechai, Shema Avri Yisrael, maybe the Jewish people have violated Al-Khamishi Chum Shetar on the Chumish, Fiksiv Behen, Mizeh U-Mizeh Heim Ksuvim. It says about the Luchos, that they were written in a way from both sides. Yeah, and that's the hint that Esther was saying. Maybe the Klal Yisrael is guilty of this punishment because we violated all the Targum Mitzvahs. Yeah, what's written in the Chumash. Pasuk says, Vayigidu Mordechai is Divrei Esther. They told Mordechai the words of Esther. Hasach apparently did not tell Mordechai. So the Gemara says, V'ilu ihu lo azal legabe. Hasach apparently did not go back to Mordechai to tell him. In this context, we're talking that Mordechai says to Esther, you got to daven for us. And Esther says back, I can't go in there to daven. You can't go into the king without being summoned. And then it's not Hasach that brings back that news, but it's people tell Esther, people tell us all, Mordechai, that news. So Gemara says, Mikan she'ein meshivan ala kakol. You don't bring back bad news. In this case, you don't bring back that the shlichus wasn't done, right? It was supposed to be Mordechai sent Hasach to go get Esther to daven. Esther said, I can't for whatever reason. Hasach, it doesn't consider it proper to bring that back to Mordechai to say it's not going as you told it to do, right? That's the way Rashi explains over here, that the bad news, the kilkola, the breaking apart that's being not reported, is that Esther is not doing the shlichus of Mordechai. Then Mordechai said back, let's go through the psukim, to Esther, if you don't do this, someone will. Right? The Jews will be saved from some other place. So Esther said, Leich Knosis Kal Yehudim. Gather all the Jews and they should all fast. And Ad Ashelo Kados. I'll go into the king that in the improper way. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Abba, Shelo Kados. This was improper. Until now, every day, but onus. She was forced to go to the king and needs to be with the king. But now she's going to be with him willingly. The pasuk ends the same way that I am lost. So what does that mean? The same way I am lost from my father's house. Yeah, I can no longer live in a Jewish life, perhaps that means, or I don't have parents, that she never had her father. I'm now lost from you, Mordechai. Because until now, she was only being defiled by the king, the onus should be mutter to Mordechai, as we talked about. Should we go to the mikvah after leaving Achashverosh is dead and go be with Mordechai? But now she's known willfully, should become usher to Mordechai, and that's indeed what happened. There is an interesting Tosafot over here that asks, why didn't Mordechai simply divorce Esther? Yeah, and then he'd be mutter to take her back, when the whole story's over and somehow. Yeah, or at least that part that she's going in Baratzon won't be while she's a married woman. So he says, Yishlamer l'fishakol ma'isa getu alpi eidim. Yeah, how does a get work? A get only works with witnesses. Maybe it would spread to the Malchus that Mordechai is really married to her. Yeah, and that would obviously be bad for Esther's reputation with Achashverosh. Might get her killed. Tosafot doesn't say that, but that's what we could follow through with. That would be a very potentially negative situation would happen for Esther. Seder says, Gemara. Vayavar Mordechai. Mordechai passed over by the king's palace as he was going to be. Amar Rav Shehever Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Tanis. It means that he passed through. Yeah, he removed the first day of Pesach for what it's supposed to be because he fasted. As Rashi spells out, the Gezeira was on Yud Gimel in Nisan. Already on the 14th, 15th, 16th, they fasted for 3 days. And 16th at night, Haman was hung. Shmuel Amar, the Avar Arkuma de Maya. Shmuel says simply he passed over a certain river that ran through Shushan to go get the other Jews on the other side to go fast. It was on the third day, and Esther dressed in kingship and royalty. Big day Malchus, we had this drasha brought before, that it should say royal clothing. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Bichanino, he says, Malamed Shalavashta Ruach HaKodesh, she dressed herself in Ruach HaKodesh. Ksiv Hachla Tilbash. Right, it says over here she dressed in Ruach HaKodesh, and it says another passage. It shows us that a Ruach is something you can dress in. The Ruach clothed Amasai. So Amir Rabbi Lazar, Amir Chanina, he says, many Joshua's now we're going to say from him. Rabbi Lazar, says, the bracha of a regular person should not be light in your eyes. Those two great people, heads of the generation, were blessed by two regular people. And those brachas were fulfilled. David and Daniel. David and Daniel were these great people. David, the Barche Arvana. Arvana blessed David that a famine should come to an end. And that's the psukim that we brought over here. It's not being brought in full, but that's what went over there. He said that Hashem should respond and give the people the food they need. And indeed, that is what happened. Yeah, that's the first one. And then it says, there's the Daniel, the Barche Daryavish. Daryavish, Darius, blessed Daniel. He said, Yisivah lakach the ant palachlei. The God that you serve constantly, who Yishez Vinach, he should save you. That was when he was in the lion's den with Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and he was also saved. So we see the bracha was Mizkayim in him. A curse of a hedgehog should also not be light in your eyes. Shari Avimelech Kola Sarah. Avimelech cursed Sarah, according to this Gemara and a Gemara Bava Kama also. This pasuk you're about to quote is a curse. He said, "Hinei hu lach kesusei naim." He said, "I've given money to your brother," referring to Avram Avinu, "and to you, Sarah, this should be a covering for her eyes." It's actually giving her a curse that you should be blinded, and she wasn't blinded. V'skayim bizarre. However, it was fulfilled in her seed. By he kizaka Yitzchak v'tichena enav, because we know Yitzchak when he was old became difficult for him to see, could not see Yaakov and Esav. So you see that it was fulfilled. So a klala of this hedgehog should not be light in your eyes. Now, one could ask, Avimelech isn't a hedged, he's a king. But the Chori means in Ruchnius, the Mepharshim say he was a hedged, obviously in comparison to Avram Tzar. But Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Bichanina, Bo Ureish Lokim Es Kodesh Baruch Hu Midas Basar Vadam. Hashem's ways are not like man's ways. Midas Basar Vadam, a man, a person, Adam Sofes Kedera, a person places on a pot where it should be, V'acharkach Nosim L'Toch HaMayim. Then you put water into it. Avakodesh Baruch Hu Nosim Mayim V'acharkach Sofes Kedera. Hashem puts the water, meaning the Shemayim, puts all the water up there above the clouds. And then he puts the pot, meaning the clouds, there in place. That's something we couldn't do. The Kaima Shinemar Lakol Tito Hamomai Mishamaim. To his voice, he puts much water in Shemaim. Right? He put that there and then the clouds hold it up there. Omar Alazar Amr Bichanina, Kola Omar Dover Bishem Omro, anyone who says something in the name of the one that said it first, maybe Gu'ulul Olam, he brings redemption to the world. Shinemar Vatamir Esther Lamelech Hashem Mordechai. Yeah, because it says Esther told the Melech about the plot of Big Son of Seresh that Mordechai had foiled. He told about that plot. She told Achashverosh about that plot in Mordechai's name. And then later on, when Achashverosh read about that Maisa, brought about the whole Nase. This this quote is brought in Avos, without an author. It's brought over there about in the, if I'm not mistaken, the Arbaim Shemona things that bring that person acquires Torah by. Over here, it's brought with an author. Okay, interesting thing to know why that would be a difference that would happen. Over here, it's being authored by Rechaz Rebbe Chanina. Yeah. L'chor Rebbe Chaz Rebbe Chanina is a Amora. So over there, and Avos being brought as a Tana, that also furthers the question. I mean, what is he saying that wasn't already said in a Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Omar Elazar Omar Mechanina, Tzadik Ova L'doro Avat. If a Tzadik is lost, I mean, if a Tzadik passes away, it's a loss for the generation, not for the Tzadik himself. He still continues on in his great level in the Olam HaEmes, in the next world. Mashallah Adam Sha'avdala Margolis. It's like a person who lost a jewel, lost a pearl. Kol Malkam Shi Margolis Shema. Anywhere it is, it's still a pearl. Well, of the Alabile, it's only lost by the owner. It doesn't take off any of the value, the etzim, of the pearl. Yeah. This is going to be giving a bit of a big discussion, but we'll start it. We'll start this line here. Haman Harasha, everybody's bowing down to him. Everyone was scared. Mordechai wouldn't bow down. And he said, anytime he saw Mordechai, he would say, all of this is not worth it to me. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Mechanina, B'shah Shira, Haman is Mordechai Yoshe, B'shah Amalek, when Haman saw Mordechai sitting in the gate of the king, Amar Kozeni Nushav Eli, he said, this is not worth it for me. Now that seems to be not saying any Chiddush over here. The Bach puts in some words that the Gemara should say back that exact time, V'chi Mishim Dero, Mordechai Yoshe, B'shah Amalek, Amar Kozeni Yoshe, but seeing him, that the Kasha would be like this, seeing Mordechai, that makes him say that? What about seeing him? Elo, we should elaborate, Kedar of Chizda. Shmuel Rechisa said, "The Amr of Chisa Zeba b'Pruzbuli v'Zeba b'Pruzbuti. This one comes with his poverty, and this one comes with his wealth. Pruzbul meaning wealth, and Pruzbuti meaning poverty. We're going to see more. Continue the discussion tomorrow, but essentially, we're going to talk about the fact that Gemara says that Haman actually was a bought slave to Mordechai, and that is part of what happened over here. That when Haman would see Mordechai, and that would remind him that Mordechai actually owes him and does not have to bow down to him, that would enrage him and cause this whole thing to come about. There's one more Tosis over here I just want to say. Before, we talked about on the third day that Esther put on Malchus, and we said it means Ruach HaKodesh is what she put on. So it says over here in Tosis that on that third day, Mayom HaShlishi refers to B'Shus Torah Nevi'im K'suvim. The third day then, why did it have to be the third day, seemingly, Tosis is going on? Because the 3 days represent that there will be a schus helping her of Torah Nevi'im K'suvim. Or Kohanim Nevi'im Yisraelim, also 3 types of Jews. Or Moshe V'Aaron and Miriam, 3 types of great people. Or Shlishi D'Matan Torah, yeah? Or the third day of the build-up, yeah, that started the third day of that whole process was when the Torah was given. So this Tosis is very, very interesting. It seems to be talking that different reasons why Minas Shemayim was raised on the third day, or maybe it means why Esther arranged Dafkaf 3 days to gain the Eschusim. But anyways, very interesting Tosis. Thank you for listening. Rav Hashem, we'll continue next time.